It's AK96 Podcast. It's your boy Alex and...
You already know, Kyle. How you doing, guys? Back with another one.
Smooth FM.
You already know.
So, we were just having a real deep convo about reptiles and alligators. And I think that is reptile. But,
I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
But, hey, as long as they ain't on my block.
They in that same family. They in the same family.
So... If you know me as Alex, if you're my good friend, if we locked in, we're actually good friends, then you know how much I hate frogs. Frogs are the most disgusting, vile, abominable creatures next to snakes.
Yeah.
If anybody knows me. And if you ever use this against me, I will kill you, honestly. So if you ever do bring a frog or snake around me, we're not friends ever again. I'm being like dead ass serious too. Like I will beat you.
It's really the frog.
I'm really the frog. And the snakes too though.
They're high on that list.
But they high. But if you ever do that, I will kill you afterwards, after that experience. But yes, I hate frogs so much. We used to talk about all the crazy experiences, like when a frog jumped on me. In the middle of the night when I was coming back home past my curfew when I used to live at my parents' house on my ripped jeans and my knees. It scared me, bro. It was a toad.
Yeah, nah, I mean, I don't mind frogs. Like I told you, I was driving 10 o'clock at night, and I guess while I was driving, a tree branch fell, and like a regular tree frog just...
Red flag number one.
Literally fell in my car, right?
Nope.
So I knew he fell in the car. So I turned the light on. I'm looking at homie. Homie looking at me. And we just looking at each other.
I wouldn't even got to that point.
So
I would've crashed
the whip. Yo, bro, what's the smoke? Like, what's good? So all I know is, all I see is just him jump on my dashboard while I'm driving. So then at that point, like, I stopped the car so I could kill him. So I thought I killed him.
How you trying to kill him?
I just, like... I just hit him. But see, I thought I took him out. So I gently put him on the, I should have just threw him out the window. But I put him back on the seat for whatever reason.
Shot him.
And then he just got right back up. So at that point, I picked him up and threw him out the window. Because I'm like, all right, you alive? You took that one? You can take this little toss.
Bruh.
But,
surviving traffic, nigga.
Yeah, but no, I don't mind frogs. I used to, as a kid, I used to have a phobia against moths.
Moths?
I used to hate moths.
Moths are big too, but I could kill a moth, but they're so
yeah,
big.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't. I had a phobia with them, but now it's really just I'm from Michigan. You know, we have like squirrels, but you know, coming down here was a complete different environment.
Wait,
change.
I don't got no like rats.
Detroit, I mean, they have rats, but they're not like rats in like New York.
Oh,
I mean, they got them, but it's not as common. You know, just mice rats.
As a grown man, a couple weeks ago,
I had never seen one of them big ones. I don't want to see one of them big ones.
They are like little cats.
I know they can get as big. I've seen like possums and whatnot.
Bro, I had a possum come in my patio one time.
Word?
One time.
How you get a patio?
Bro, there's a tear in my patio screen. Thank God we moving. Oh. Shout out to that. Next month, but I forgot to take out the trash one night because I was like, okay, whatever. I'll take it out in the morning.
Right.
Bro, I don't know. He must have... smelt it out. And he's like, hey, bro, somebody wants to have some nice Hungry Howie's pizza and some chips
like,
and some good
give
stuff
me
up
a
in
slice.
There. Yeah, you feel me? And I heard some rustling. I was like, somebody tried breaking my crib. So I was like, I looked through the patio screen. I was like, you know, knife in the hand, you know.
Right.
Blammy pack on deck. Just kidding. But I look through there and I see this nigga staring at me. He just lifted his head up. He's like, Wagwan. And I was like, you know what? I'm too scared to come out there.
You got it, bro.
I was like, you got it, bro. Do your thing.
Yeah, nah. Snakes for me is I don't like snakes. Yeah.
No.
I don't care. And I hate when people say, oh man, it's not poisonous. Nah, I don't care about that.
All
of them. All kinds.
Yeah. You know, if you have a pet snake, you're crazy. Bro.
It's just a water snake. What is that? It's a snake.
It's not a puppy. It's not a cat. It's not a ferret. It's not a bird, bro. It'll kill you.
But I think the biggest snake I've seen, I think I told you about that, I was coming home from school on the school bus.
Oh.
And I was fumbling in my pockets, and I just happened to look right in front of me, and I just seen this black snake. He was huge. Just moving on the sidewalk. And I told you, I I jumped over that bitch so high and I was gone.
He like, said he left his brother, dog.
Gone. Yeah, my brother was still walking, man. Mom was like, why are you huffing and puffing? I seen the bit behind Snake, but I don't know. Them anacondas and whatnot further down south in southern Florida. Mm-mm. I don't know about them.
Nah.
I would have to have, you know, a gun on site.
Oh, that? I get real Jamaican with it. I have a machete on deck, bro. Oh, niggas don't know about my recipes, granddad. But yeah, hey, my granddad, he was
word.
Zabuza, nigga.
Hey, I would
Leonardo.
I would too. You got to, man.
He was clean with it, bro. He's like, I'm gonna go kill the snake.
Yeah.
Kill it.
And some of these, we were just talking about it. Some of these reptiles don't have natural predators, so they just out here living the dream, repopulating and whatnot.
Invasive species, that's why we were allowed to kill them. And you with the, no, don't kill animals, I don't care.
Do you want to wake up with an anaconda, 60 foot long, right, 225 pound snake, just cruising around?
Both hey, your legs
how's it mouth? Going?
Talking about some, hey, bro, I kind of ate you halfway, just let me get the rest.
And my thing is, how do these bit behind things just be moving like that? It just be moving.
That's the devil's work.
It gotta be. It just be moving.
God ain't put that here for a reason.
I was on YouTube the other day, not too long ago, and I would see people like their main job is to like find
snakes.
Yeah. Well, they get calls about the snake. Yeah. So they'll come get the snake and then take it back to the Everglades. But I'm like, well, obviously homeboy found his way from the Everglades because that was a huge snake. Talking about. Yeah, I woke up and I looked at my pool and I saw this thing.
Let a bunch of snakes come into one secluded gated area, bro. I'll be a mass murderer, dog.
I've heard stories where people open the toilet and just see a snake in it.
Bro, that's my worst fear. Bro, you know what happened?
Are they in bed?
Bro, that's my worst fear.
I
check the toilet every time.
Word.
Out of habit, bro. Because one time, you know, if you know, me and the parents came back from, being holy. You know what I'm saying? A long time ago, before COVID. So my mom, she lets out this screech, bro, of like somebody just killed somebody something, bro.
I think you told me about
yes,
this.
I was at, I you know. So she screams, and me and my dad are like, what happened? So we both rush in there. She's like, there's a frog in the toilet.
Yeah.
Bro, so me and my dad, bless his soul and bless my soul, tasked to get this huge toad out of the toilet.
How big was it?
This big.
That was big. Dope.
And my parents' room is pretty spacious. So he had tons of places to jump.
Right.
So
and he could jump.
So first off, they have a real high ceiling. So and they're even in the bathroom. So this one, bro, jumps up on the ceiling in the bathroom first. So my dad's like, he's trying not to be scared because I'm a son. He's trying to be cool.
He'll spook too.
He'll spook too. Crazy.
Yeah. It'd be like
he's
that.
Trying to whack at that thing with a broom.
Yeah.
Finally gets it down, so the frog lands outside, but bro, I'm still thinking about it. He jumps again, so my dad's trying to get him in the box. Uh-huh. He's trying to get him out safely. Should have killed him. But I'm too scared to even help him. I'm like, yo, dad is right there. Dad. Help. It's there. So my parents have this closet.
Right
next to their sink or whatever. Bro, I'm next to the closet. This thing jumps near me. I literally, my head's on the closet door. My back's against it. I turn so fast and I just hit my head on the closet door.
Wow.
Bro, it just gives me like the craziest headache. And I'm just so scared. I'm not even feeling it right now.
You just knocked the ball, knocked you out.
Get this thing out my house. So eventually, me and my dad tag team hit him with a mean combo. Trap that nigga, threw him out, dog. Threw him right in the street.
How long did it all take?
Wow,
really? Getting in the front. Wow. Well, yeah, he was a big one. He was a big dude.
He's not trying to come out, bro. He's just sitting there, just staring at us, nigga. Yo, F frogs, F snakes, disgusting, bro.
Yeah. I remember going over to somebody's house one time, and they were like, I don't remember what I was doing there, but I sat down and they were like, hey, he was like, this bin over here. He was like, watch out for that bin. And I was like, why?
I'm
he was like, well, I was sitting here one day and I just thought I saw a snake. I was like, oh yeah, it's time.
Yeah,
it's time for me to go. Never been to that dude out no more.
Exactly. You don't want me over here. Nah. That's what you're telling me. You don't You don't like my
you
company.
You just got a snake. You know, you thought you saw a snake.
You don't want my company. You don't want me to be at your place.
I'm not supposed to be
here. Exactly.
You know what?
We don't mesh.
My mom is about to call me in 5 minutes. I might as well just go ahead and see what she wants.
Exactly.
Want. I'll holler at you.
You know the drill.
Yeah, it's time for the bounce. Nah, like I said, I'm but not snakes. Alligators, but I feel like alligators give
alligators,
off a vibe.
We used to wild alligators. We used to be throwing rocks at them.
Yeah, but I feel like alligators have a vibe. Like, as long as you don't mess with them, they won't mess with you.
He said, man, I'm just trying something, baby.
But then you have some that, you know, are kind of like with it. You know, they'll try to like nibble on you and whatnot.
Nibble? But you won't even get that close.
But I remember one time, me and Janae, we was at this nature park.
Oh.
Blue Springs.
Oh.
In Daytona, Orange City. And we were canoeing, and they told us because of the temperature, the manatees were out.
Oh, that's
so, you know,
lit.
Sea cows,
cool.
Right?
Sea cows.
Bro, I kid you not.
Like Pokemon.
We was canoeing, we was rowing, and like I could have felt, I like literally like one bumped against the boat. I was like,
you start boat ride.
You feel me?
That way.
Yeah, man.
Trip over.
But it was so crazy because I did see one in the water too. Dude was humongous, huge.
And I don't know, Pokeball.
And then when we but it was calm. Like we was with the waters and whatnot. Janae was playing in the water, and she said that one of them like saw her and tried to like almost like touch her. I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
That one of these bad boys gonna get you. I ain't trying to tussle with one of
you in my home. It's time for you to dip.
So yeah, so we get out, we return the canoe, and I was like, hey, how many manatees are in the water? He was like, about a good 25.
What?
25. Yeah, but that was just because of the cold, the temperature of the water. They like that, so they came over that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, man. But it was so crazy seeing those huge sea creatures. But nah, I'm on a vibe with nature. Long as nature don't mess with me, I'm cool.
And I like going on hikes and stuff like that, so yeah.
Yeah, hikes is definitely, especially here in Florida. Like, yeah, you know, you need to wear some closed-toed shoes.
Bruh,
have you a stick. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you will see some wildlife.
Bow sticks.
Yeah, I'm everybody need to be armed.
You feel me?
See bobcats, spiders.
Oh, if I see a bobcat, hey, I know it's the tribe, you know, panthers and all that, but hey, I'm not sitting around and go see.
You know they be out there too, over there in that nature park in New Tampa. Somebody told me they was walking out there and they said they I was like, nah. Time to turn around, y'all. I'm out. This ain't for me.
I'm hitting them with the whip. I bet insurance cover that.
Nah.
Bro, you remember Nature's Classroom?
Yeah, I remember.
That's
definitely
my first encounter with a snake. I got Where? So scared.
What? You never since then?
No, bro.
What I was like, you're a real like.
No, that was a snake in my presence, bro.
Yeah.
I was a dub, bro. I was like, nope. I was like, if you have to hold its mouth closed the whole time while you want me to hold this,
Nah, I remember Nature's Classroom. I never forget. We were on the boat, Nature's Classroom.
Everybody's so bad there, bro.
Yeah. And I'll never forget. The lady was like, hey, there's an alligator like on the side of us. And I've never been in a situation like this. So I'm like, you know, already like spooked. Like, hey, like, what you mean?
Exactly.
And she says so casually. He says so casually, too. Hey, you know, we got an alligator next to us.
What you mean, bro?
Like, the boat, not even that big. You know what I'm saying?
Talking to your boy, like, bro, she didn't. Cool.
Is he all right?
Why people be wild,
man? But nah, it was a cool experience. But nah, Nicholas, I didn't hold the snake, but I petted it. Like, it was like a quick one. I was like, woo.
I grazed it. I was like, this feels like a nasty belt, dog.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I don't want this. I was like, yeah, they need to turn you into some shoes, nigga.
Yeah, we was there in Nature's Classroom for like, what, 2-3 days, I think?
Yeah.
It was a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday type thing.
Yeah, and I hated all 3 days because it's so hot.
I got into a fight my last day.
What nigga didn't?
I got into a fight last. I never forget.
At Nature's Classroom?
Yeah, it was over super stuff. It
had to be because people was bumping over dumb
stuff.
Yeah,
I never forget it. It was what's
mad in nature.
And what's funny is that I fought this dude in sixth grade, and then like and I met him again in high school. He had my class, and we was just cool. We had talked about it. It was like, bro, why do we fight? I'm like, we was kids, bro. Sixth grade. But that's what the teacher told us too. She was like, you know, it was a long day. We was hot. We was frustrated.
Exactly.
You know, but the fight started in the bathroom, and I don't know why, but the fight started in the bathroom, and then it came out, and then like I never forget, bro. I think I was suspended for like 3 days, I think.
Thanks, bro.
And then they wanted me gone for 6 days.
No way.
But my mom argued, so I did like 3 days of suspension, and I came back and did 3 days of ISS.
She's not gonna have you at the crib that long.
You know, these kids don't even have like suspensions anymore.
What they get?
They just get, I think they still do ISS, but they don't like keep the kids out of like, bro, people used to get out, kids out of school for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They don't do that no more. They don't do that anymore.
ISS.
Like, free my boy. Free him. I'm trying to be like him. I ain't trying to be in his place.
I'm trying to get out.
I'm trying to get out. He found a way. But hey,
I remember when niggas used to go away for 10 days, come back a whole new nigga.
New person. What? I'm talking about anybody you changed. Yeah, man. I got to get back.
I got to focus with head in the book, bro.
Yeah, all right.
Next week. All right.
Exactly.
You be with again, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I didn't really do a lot of fights, man. I did have this one major fight at Tempe Tech. I was a freshman.
Shout out to Tech. Land of the
Bulls. I never forget, man. These Chicos jumped me in the bathroom.
I remember you telling me about
that. I was taking a Waz, came, washing my hands, and I seen Chico in there. Me and him already had a problem, so I already felt the vibe. So I was like, all right, you know, it's going to go down. So, and then I see his other boy come in there. And so the other boy go to the stall. So like one is like by the door in a way, and the other one is like on the other side. So I'm in the middle. So I'm like, all right, it's gonna get real. So shoot, I want to say maybe 10 seconds after that, Raw Rumble happened. Somebody said something, and we was at it. And I had pushed one on the other side, like towards the trash can, and I was like doing the other guy up. And I'm glad my dog Andreas.
Shout out to Andreas.
Soldier, man. My boy told me, he said, you was in the bathroom too long. My boy came to the bathroom, dropped his book bag, put his... I'm like, that boy was bad. I'm talking about, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'll never forget. And yeah, I was bad. I should have said I was bad. I was hard-headed at Tempe Tech. So my mom took me out of Tech my sophomore year.
Tech was way better than Freedom.
And then I went to Wharton.
And I finished my man.
But like I told you, and you know, out of all people, I feel like, you know, that was the best decision. You know, my mom would be there for me, you know, because at that point, you know, I stopped being a follower. I stopped being a follower and I became a leader.
King to a god.
Nah, man, but your boy was in them. You know what I'm saying? That was a huge one. I had a couple of fights my junior year. I didn't really do anything about senior year because my main goal was just getting up out of school. I wasn't with it senior year. But I used to... What's that song? Who Won't Smoke Me? Man, that song, if it would have came out when I was still in school, night and day.
That's an entrance song. Nigga about to beat your ass.
Bro. You know, that song is so crazy because later on in the song, he talking about, I want to see your mama cry. I'm like, what? I'm like, different, man. Different.
Florida.
Florida. He from Florida, bro?
You talking about Hot Boy?
No, I know Hot Boy from... Nah, but Hot Boy didn't make that. Nardo Whit made...
Yeah. No, Nardo Whit, he's from Maryland, my bad.
He from Maryland? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They kind of different up there.
Bro.
But I know who Hot Boy is.
My little brother listens to the most ratchet Florida music ever. We have total opposite taste.
Who he
on? He love him some Lil Baby.
Lil Baby? I can understand that. I like Lil Baby. It's only so much of Lil Baby I can take, though. But I can jam about like a good 6 songs in a row.
Him? All day. He loves Hot Boy.
He a Hot Boy dude?
Yeah, he like Young and Ace. He likes Rod Wave. He like everybody from Florida.
I can understand Rod Wave. The boy be in his feels.
I was laid out on the bed dead, bro.
What you listening to?
I heard tons of Hot Boy, and then I heard a little bit of Rod Wave, and then who else? Young and Ace, and then what's the other little nigga? Beatbox, Spot 'em Got 'em.
Oh yeah, I like Spot 'em Got 'em.
Yeah, he's straight. Yeah, and then,
he mumbled too much though.
He mumbled a lot. And then my little brother, he be on all that, bro, and I was just like, wow, this little nigga has grown up.
What?
He's talking.
He has an interesting taste in music. My boy went from Rod Wave to Hot Boy.
He likes all Florida stuff.
All Florida stuff? Well, he's from Florida, so I mean.
He don't be outside.
Hot Boy, I mean, he got.
That was okay.
He's straight. He fired.
But Nardo Wick? Bro.
Yeah, Nardo Wick, he's a different
that
breed.
Nigga, bro. He's a different breed. That kill him. That's
100%.
As peaceful as I am, I love that kind of music, bro. I like hearing music about niggas getting clapped up, bro.
It's so funny how they have memes and like videos of like people,
oh, yeah,
you know, going to their day job. You're like me, going to your day job, and you just that one. What's that song by Future and Lil Uzi Vert?
They have so many.
I'm drinking and smoking. Oh. On the way to work, you feel me? But nah, man.
Hey, that'd be me.
Yeah. I scroll. I'm always, you know. The Holy Temple.
Blast the Future, bro. That Percocet and stripper joint. That used to be my joint on my way to.
What's that Gucci? I love that Gucci Man song. He was a feature in Metro Boomin and Gunna's thing.
Oh, wait.
You know what I'm talking about.
I might know what you're talking about because I do like some Gucci.
Good morning, America.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
10 a.m. I forget the rest of it, but it's like 10 a.m. I forget the name of the album, though. But you know what? It's Metro Boomin, though.
Yes, I think I know what you're talking about. They have an album, too, though. Yeah. But, Naruto Week,
hey, I Declare War is the first song I heard about him, and that's what got me into his other song.
Oh, wow. That's him?
Yeah, he's on I Black.
That's a good song. That's at least top my top five.
That, I was playing that the other day. Whenever I get mad, that's all
I Declare War. That's what I'm saying, but he wanted to smoke. Who wanted to smoke?
Whenever, this sounds so bad. Whenever a nigga get killed, I always play Naruto with I Declare War. Like, I'm about to go out there and blow everybody up. He said, violence is the only way to make them feel us. I was like, I like this.
Yeah.
He's for me. I am him, he is me.
This music is me.
Bro, shout out to Naruto Wick. I'm about to tag him on this when we post it too. Because this is too good of an episode not to not post.
Yeah. But yeah, I was listening to it. Never forget the first time. He was like, I wanted to see your mama cry. Yeah. I was like, what? Now you different, bro. You different. I would have wanted to see my mama cry, but you want to see somebody else mama cry?
A little turned up. Bro. Different, he turned up. He's young, too.
How are we talking?
He's probably like early 20s.
That young in age, he the one that made that. That one. Yeah. That's a funny one, too.
I seen
him
reacting to it by the British guy. Hilarious.
Oh, word.
Hilarious.
Exactly. You think he was really giving up people, or you think he was?
Yeah, bro, the whole song is self-snitching. He's naming names. I'm like, if cops ever wanted to arrest him, this is rap. They all getting booked like Bobby Schmurner and
G. But that's bad for him. That's because awful. You know, that means everybody in his circle was like, yeah, man, that's dope. Nobody was like, hey, man, I don't think you should be like posting up what you did.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be like, yo, bro, isn't that what you? The BS you told me a couple of weeks ago, now you're going to talk about it in your song?
They caught you in 4K, my guy. You feel me? Shout out Supreme Dream.
And yeah, if he was to get put in court and they show that video.
Play the someone's song.
Will. Yeah. You know what? Trial adjourned. Exactly. Block him up.
You feel me? Get this nigga out of here. But that's it for this episode, y'all.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you listening.
Exactly. Tune into the AK96 podcast, for all things us on Instagram at AK96 podcast, Spotify, AK96 podcast.
Woo!
Avengers Assemble. And then Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, AK96 podcast.
We out.
You know what it is? We out.